We are back with another episode of Crowd Blunders. And Caleb, it is so good to talk to you. It feels like we haven't done this in forever.
What people don't know is that we banked like five extra episodes and then we ran through our whole backlog because we were so busy that we couldn't record. So it actually has been a long time since we've recorded. And yeah, it's great. I'm glad to be back recording. We have a lot to talk about.
It's funny though, and I'd like to give them a little bit of behind the scenes. We actually sat down to record, I think, a couple times, but as it usually happens, we just end up talking about life and everything going on,
Oh,
and
yeah.
we don't get anything else done. So before we know it, we've been talking for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then we're like, "Yeah, we'll record another day." To what
It's
we're actually meant to talk about.
true. That has happened at least two times since the last time we were going to record. Alan was saying before that if we lived down the street from each other, our significant others would probably be upset because we'd be just hanging out, chatting all the
Yeah,
time.
we'd be sitting on the edge of our beds, twirling our phone cords in our hands.
Oh, man.
But yeah, for those of you who don't know, my name is Alan Dunford,
And I'm Caleb Palmquist.
and we are Crowd Blunders, where we talk about crowdfunding, and we just give you guys just bad advice and tell you some of the stuff that we've done, and hopefully you'll avoid it. So today's episode, we are going to be talking about managing your day-to-day schedule and trying to fit it in. But first, let's go ahead and let's thank our sponsor. All right, Caleb, our sponsor today is Bearded Man Comics. Bearded Man Comics is an independent publishing company behind the comic series Adventures of a System Admin and Mythology Stories. Adventures of a System Admin is a comic book about a character named JJ, who is a college dropout and an aspiring system administrator who is hired by a company to handle all types of hackers. Along with his team, JJ confronts a series of hackers, each with their own tricks.
Bearded Man Comics was founded by Juan Espinoza, his wife Ellie Santos, and their kids. Juan wrote a story called El Galapote for a comic book anthology that I personally put together a few years ago called Modern Mythology. Juan has always been a great friend and collaborator of mine, so when he asked me if he could sponsor the podcast, I said yes right away.
You can get all of Bearded Man comic books online on all major platforms. You can also follow them at Bearded Man Comics on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And I also do want to mention they have been successful on Kickstarter and have even gotten the fabled Projects We Love. Thanks, Bearded Man Comics. We appreciate you.
Thanks. Okay, and we're back. And we're going to talk about day-to-day schedules, sort of work-life balance. Except, what's it like to have a work-life balance when you're also trying to throw in an entire comic book career into that mix?
It's miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's weird, right? Because it's so rewarding for what we're doing, and we all just have a blast with it. But it does get cumbersome at times, right? And that's the thing. It's we're not talking about managing your schedule for how to sit down and write, because that's a huge part of it for us. You could be an artist on here and you got to sit down to find time to draw, and I can't even imagine how some people find time to do that. But we're also talking about the other additives that come in with it, like your shipping. That's, Caleb messaged me. He was like, "Hey, you good to record?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm just shipping." And I didn't realize it, but I got home from work and I've been shipping for like 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And time just goes by, and you think you've done so much, and then you've only packed 30 boxes.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. And I mean, it's a real question of like, you've got this full-time job, presumably. I mean, everyone's situation is different. I think there are certainly people who are fortunate for whatever reason, whether they've just been really successful or that they have life circumstances where they don't have to work full-time. But I think probably the majority of people out there crowdfunding, making comics, do work. and at a job that has nothing to do with comics. And then they're trying to make time for it. But, you know, you got to think about all the other stuff that goes on. I mean, work-life balance is such a popular topic in the news and everything because people struggle with it. And we're talking about, you know, the normies out there who don't have a all-consuming passion project on the side of their normal job. I don't know what that's like, but supposedly even those people struggle with, you know, you work and you're trying to take care of yourself and you're trying to have a social life and whatever else. And then we're here trying to do all that stuff and make comics. And like you said, there's so many things that go into it. It's not just writing, it's managing projects, and then it's fulfilling orders. And you know, we're kind of doing all that all on our own. And this is not me trying to be like, poor me. I mean, I love it. That's why I do it. But you got to think about, are you taking care of yourself and are you doing too much? Which is something I struggle with all the time.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of goes hand in hand with our blunder in a way. Right. Because like right now it was funny because Caleb was like, well, what's your blunder? And then that's how we like to do the show. And I was like, Caleb, probably my blunder right now is recording a podcast and not writing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, whenever you're working on all this stuff, you do have, whether you write it down or not, you have a mental timeline of where you want your projects to fall in the calendar year and how far out you're willing to go ahead and push certain things. And it then, before you know it, it creeps up on you.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, I've more than once I've been in a situation where I have an artist waiting for me for a script and I haven't finished a script because
isn't that the worst?
Haven't gotten around to it. And yeah, it's not great. That's not really how you want to work. And so, I mean, I would say that definitely my blunder in a wide sense is doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
easy to do that too.
Oh, for sure. I just spent a few days with my dad and I realized that I definitely get this thing from my dad where it's like, if there's a new project for my dad, it's like carpentry projects, but like there's something new he wants to do, there's always time. It's like, and for me, it's like, okay, if there's a new comic book, somebody wants to work with me, I'm like, okay, yes, I have time for that. And I have time for this. And I have time for this other project. And, you know, and I just say yes to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like in my mind, whenever I'm saying yes, it's like, of course I have time for that. But like, you know, then the reality is, if you pile too many things on, you just don't.
Yeah. I mean, the end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. So one thing I do want to talk about is, of course, this is kind of subjective, right? It's how do you manage your time and how do you find the time to write? And does inspiration play a huge part in it?
Well,
so yeah, I was going to say, Caleb, if you want to take this part, I'd love to hear from you.
Sure. I mean, I'll start with the inspiration part because while I think that some of my best ideas have come from those moments of inspiration, the sort of fabled moments where you're like, you know, in the shower, driving down the highway or whatever, and you're like, oh, I have this great idea.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, you know, inspiration doesn't do the work. We all know that, right?
Yeah.
Like, you might get a few, like half a dozen good ideas in your lifetime that are just, you know, inspiration striking you. But if you want to really get a lot done, I mean, you got to just make the time to do it. And I think that for me, a lot of times it's just the resistance especially when it comes to writing. It's scary because you don't want to not do it good. You know, you
want 100%.
You want, yeah,
that's okay. Yeah. So that's one of the things too, right? Like, I think when it comes to also scheduling it, everyone knows when they work their best or when the house is the, you know, the most quiet, if you got if you work better that way, or you know, just time management from that standpoint, but you never want to force it because that's the worst thing that can happen.
I maybe. I don't know if I
Really?
100% agree with you
Ooh,
because,
give me that hot take.
well, look, I mean, like, I'm not always inspired, and I'm not like, I mean, let's go into metaphor mode here for a
Okay.
second. Let's talk about working out, right?
Okay.
Like you, I know you work out, you're swole.
Oh, thank you. I'm just part of the Swally Trinity, my dude.
That's right. And
Yeah.
I like to work out. I specifically like to run a lot. And but I mean, if you ask me in any given moment, like, do you feel like going on a run? My answer is no.
Yeah.
I don't, but I love running. And so like one thing I've started to do recently is run in the morning, which is like, I know if you're listening to this, unless you're one of those crazy morning people, you're probably thinking, what are you talking about running in the morning? Because I mean, when I say run in the morning, I mean, I got to be at work at 8 o'clock and I have a 20-minute commute. So I'm like 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm out on the streets running, you know? And I mean, I don't love that, but also once I'm doing it, I do love it. And have you ever heard of the concept of eat the frog?
No, Caleb, is that a is that an East Coast thing?
It's a Mark Twain thing.
Okay.
And I should have known that you wouldn't know it because you don't read.
Yeah, I've never read a day in my
I
life.
didn't think so.
What is this thing you call book?
Right.
Yeah.
So, Mark Twain has this quote about whatever the hardest thing that you got to do in the day, you do it right at the beginning. And you know, so if the hardest thing you have to do today is eat a frog, just eat the frog, you know? And I mean, you know, that's like a on one hand, I'm really into it. On the other hand, I'm like, it's like some real, like, you know, just power yourself through it kind of BS. But that's what I think about when it comes to writing, because if you say don't force it, well, if I'm like, okay, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna write for 10 minutes.
Right. So you think that writing, no matter what, is good writing, right? As long as you're actually doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like,
Okay.
well, it's not like not necessarily that the writing is going to be good, but that I'm exercising that muscle. And 9 times out of 10, when I sit down to write and I'm not inspired, I
Does it
end
just
up
come to
coming
you
up
then?
with something,
Okay.
valuable. And so, you know, but here's what I'll say, and I think this is maybe a little bit of a hot take that I don't know if everyone will agree with, depending maybe generationally, that is that I'm very protective of my bandwidth, of my creative energy. So are you familiar with the concept of spoons? Like how many spoons you have?
No, Caleb. Listen,
Okay.
I'm just letting you're just teaching me so much right now.
Okay. So th there's this thing that neurodivergent people talk about, and I honestly don't know what the origin of this is. I'm not I you know I should probably source this, but basically there's this idea that you have a cup full of spoons at the beginning of the day. And every time that you're exerting yourself to do something like having a social interaction or, you know, doing a mentally demanding task or whatever, you're like using some of those spoons out of the cup. And at a certain point, you just run out of them.
Right.
And so, you know, the idea behind that is like, well, what's worth it to spend your mental energy on? And you know, you hear about things like Mark Zuckerberg, like wearing the exact same outfit every day so that he doesn't have to like make a decision. about what outfit to wear.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. No, that's totally a thing. For years, I said, I don't do this anymore, but for years, I would wear the same thing all the time, and I would tell people that I sucked myself.
Why don't you say that anymore, Caleb?
Well, Mark Zuckerberg is like less loved than he used to be.
Okay.
But anyway, so everything that you do requires energy. So there's a couple of ways in my mind that you can capture that energy for your creative work. One is you can do it earlier in the day, mm-hmm. right? Because if you are in the morning, you're doing your writing or your drawing or whatever, maybe that's when you have the most energy. And like you said, everyone's different about like when they're able to work best.
Right.
The other one, and what I do, honestly, is I'm just very protective of that creative energy and that bandwidth that I have. And so I'm at work and for people listening to this who aren't millennials or who aren't Gen Z, you might be a little offended at this, but I don't try to work too hard when I'm at work. I do my job. I actually like my job, and I'm proud of the work that I do. I help disadvantaged youths get their GEDs. I won't go too far into it, but I work with high school dropouts, and I'm very proud of the work that I've done, and I think that I've helped a lot of people. But I'm not. I have done a lot of work to make my processes at work more efficient, so that I'm not working harder than I have to for no reason, so that I can conserve that creative energy for doing comics. Now, there's always days where, you know, I mean, at anybody's job, I'm sure whether you work at Taco Bell or you're a CEO at a Fortune 500 company, there are days when things are just crazy and things hit the fan, right, at your job. And you just have to put in the work, and then you come home and you're exhausted and all you want to do is watch Naruto and have a Hot Pocket or whatever. But it doesn't have to be that way every day, right?
Right.
Because we have this limited... I'm on a real soapbox here today.
No, listen. This is the Caleb episode. I'm just here for the ride, man.
Well, we just have this limited resource, you know?
Yeah.
And no matter what it is, no matter what you're passionate about, if you're listening to this, if you make comics, that's great. If you're passionate about, you know, downhill skiing, that's great. If you're passionate about, you know, playing Valorant with your friends online or, you know, making time to spend with your loved ones or whatever it is, like, you only have so much energy, so much to give. We're not infinite wells. And I think it's important to remember that.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, I, especially when it comes to, now do this sparingly, because I've fallen victim to my own advice in a bad way, right? Make time for yourself and for your creative processing. Mm-hmm. But don't make too much time for yourself, because you'll be in a situation like me where I'm like two scripts behind right now.
Sure.
But I think that, you know, self-care is obviously important. And, you know, I, like you, you know, I drive, well, you know, during work, I should say, I'm brainstorming all the time about ideas and stuff. But from where I drive all the time for work, that's where I come up with everything.
There you go.
Yeah, like... you have no idea how many voice memos I have.
Oh yeah. No, for yeah. sure. I 100% agree. And that's where it's like, whatever works for you, whatever you're doing, be yeah. able to capture those ideas too. Because I mean, something I do is I carry a bullet journal with me, everywhere I go. I mean, I carry a backpack everywhere. And I have a bullet journal in there, and if I come up with an idea, I jot it down. And, you know, even if I'm at work or whatever, so, you know, because ultimately the answer here is there is no bullet. There's no magic bullet for like, do you work a full-time job and you're trying to be creative, and how do you make it work? And the answer, truly the answer is, it's really hard. It's really hard. There's no good way to do it. And the dream, I think, for all of us is to just do the thing that we love, right?
Right.
I think Alan and I would both love to not work and just do comics. And that's not because we don't like our jobs. It's because what we're really passionate about is making books, telling stories.
And you know that too, because, like, you know, there's days you wake up and you're like, God, I just really don't want to work today. You know, it's natural for everyone to feel that way. But when it comes to comic making, man, like, I love it.
Oh yeah.
Like, there's nothing like that huge endorphin release of getting your books in. Like, and you actually get to hold the physical copy. And yeah, like, you know, we talk about shipping and how much it's how cumbersome it can be, but still there's nothing like it, because you get to send your books out to someone that genuinely liked it and wanted to spend their hard-earned money on it. And it's just great. It's a great feeling.
100%. I agree. Yep. I agree.
on that, we agree.
Yeah. Well, we agree on a lot, Alan.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's hence the we're happy we don't live within 3 miles from each other.
but yeah, so, you know, I've had a lot of ideas and thoughts over the years about, you know, making it work with having a job and trying to be creative. And I would say my big takeaways are, you know, conserve your creative energy.
Mm-hmm.
Eat the frog, do things early if you can. And but then also that last piece is just self-care. I mean,
yeah,
I always tell my fiance that my biggest flaw as a person is that I don't play enough video games, which she is not that amused by, but it's the thing is that I love video games and I don't play them very often, because I'm always, my thought is I should not play a video game. I should be writing a comic, or I should be prepping my next Kickstarter.
I should be the amount of hours that I do for that. That's probably, I probably do too much self-care on that respect then.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I could learn some things from you then, Alan, because I,
no,
no. Just this last week, I gave myself about 4 or 5 hours to play Jedi Survivor, which, as we're recording this, just came out.
Oh, it's fantastic, isn't it?
It's great. And that has been like such a release for me, because it's like, I'm like, okay, I have some time. I'm going to let myself play this. And it's been great. And whatever your self-care thing is, I mean, maybe for a lot of people, I know that video games are like sort of a crippling addiction and that they're a problem. But whatever your self-care thing is, you know, make sure to spend some time doing it.
Yeah. Constructively.
yeah, of course. Everything can become bad if you do it too much. But you know, I think that just giving yourself permission to relax is important. And that's just from my perspective. Because for me, everything is like, I got to do more stuff all the time. I have to be creating. And if I'm not creating, I feel guilty about it. And that's like, I mean, you know, that's something that's between me and my therapist. I got to talk about, I mean, you know, if you're listening to this and you have ideas or you have things that have really worked for you that, where you've been able to balance having a job and being creative.
We want to know your secrets, because one, we'd love to share them, and two, we'd love to use them.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we made this whole episode, and like the answer is we don't really know.
Yeah, and we just want to obviously just brainstorm, let you guys know what we're doing, and if there's something that you guys have that is just creative and constructive, and who knows, man, maybe someone actually found something useful from this. You know, maybe someone wants to eat the frog now.
Yeah. Hopefully. So if you have secrets that you want to share with us to change our lives about productivity and balancing work and life, then email us at crowdblunders@gmail.com and let us know. And we will we'll feature your secrets on the podcast.
But not every secret. You can keep some of those for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, for sure. Don't tell us too much.
Yeah, because then we'll feel obligated.
But yeah, so do you have anything else to add, Alan?
No, it's great to be back. Great talking to you again. And yeah, just you guys, thank you all so much for listening, for the support and all the love that you guys have shown us.
Okay. Well, until next week.
See ya.
Bye.